Yeah. Yes, Lord, bless us as we gather and worship you for us. Provide for food and food for our souls.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your servant as we stand here to speak to us.
Amen.
Grant us what our souls are expecting.
Yes.
Commit everything to you.
Thank you. All dear Heavenly Father, oh, yes, we must thank you, God, to be tonight. Father, we bless you and we lift up your name, O God.
Amen.
Because we have no other name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that we have this privilege to be your presence.
Amen.
This evening, O God. Father, we come and attend mercies from our various ways.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your mercies, your grace, your love, and
kindness.
Oh, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. And we, Father, we know that we never came by our own.
Yes.
Because no one can approach unto you except you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Have drawn that one
again.
Lord, it's you that have drawn us this evening, Lord.
Thank you.
So, Father, we come with all humility.
Yes.
With all reverence for this event.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we have your own way tonight.
Amen.
Lord,
yes,
Lord. Father, even we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our little boy. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
we know that healing has already been given.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, when you went to the cross, Lord, you paid that price, Lord.
Amen.
You broke through every veil.
Yes,
and the prophet said you broke through the veil of sickness.
Amen.
You broke through every darkness.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand as the children of God.
Yes,
Lord, totally healing.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For our little boy.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have given this authority.
Amen.
As we have held it, it is authority. We thank you for the things, Lord. We bless you, Father, again. As we have come, Lord, we want to hear from you. Father, I stand here to be heard. Lord, to be seen, Lord. Holy Spirit, come take your place, and speak to us in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Shall we be seated for a moment? Lord, to bless you all for coming tonight. Amen. I thank the Lord that He has given me generous to come back again.
Amen.
And I have been on the way for a week. I guess after 2 days I will be able to come back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I thank the Lord that we have seen our journey this day. Mostly I want to say the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our help. Amen. When I went for my test, the doctor said the last test that you did was so perfect that you had me for you to do the test.
Amen.
My son Daniel was there, he called me to say, let's know me. Because you
have to write
the test.
Yeah, I think it's this one.
So, I
don't think
that's an important
thing
for
graduate. Yeah, I think that's right.
So, we thank the Lord as well. And tonight, we all know it's a youth night. I want to take this opportunity to thank our pastor.
Amen.
For this spiritual increasing initiative. Amen. Praise the Lord. This spiritual increasing initiative. That means he wanted everybody to be part of God's ministry. Amen. And this is something that we have done to encourage the youth in this house and the children. And in fact, you could really see that it's very, very good fruit. Because what we have been seeing now, it is all because of this initiative that has been brought into this house. Things are coming up among the youth and among the children. Maybe you have not been watching, but I always watch. Very well. Even when the children, they are coming down from their Sunday school, you see the little ones holding their children back, holding so much heavier than them. And I see the bride in their hands, holding the roof as in his hand. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when it comes to worship, we see them clapping their hands and worshiping. Amen. And sometimes even we see some of them taking notes.
Amen.
It's true.
That's right.
Amen.
Last time, my dear sister, that's not the worry. She went to send this to the daughter. For the smallest one. Yeah. Well, after that, she came with a notebook to show me what was written in the sign.
Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
Let's continue to encourage the children.
That's right.
Amen.
That is really marvelous to encourage the children to pray the Lord.
Amen.
And we thank our pastor. And we won't forget to commend our precious brother Wilbo and his team of teachers.
Amen.
And they are doing wonderful.
Amen.
We still teach the children drama, songs, and other things. God will change us.
Amen.
So train the child the way to go.
That's
what God will do. Do what you have for it. It's a wonderful experience and influence.
Amen.
That we are bringing upon our children. And it is the right influence.
Amen.
And tonight, we have a topic, the power of influence.
Amen.
Amen.
And we shall look at two young boys, youths, in the Bible.
Amen.
Tonight. Amen. One of them started really very good, very well. Amen. But at the end, we tell him his life. I don't think any of the children here, the youth here, would like to be like that. Praise God. And then another one, he didn't start right. Praise God. But at the end, he found the right way and he ended up right. Praise God. And I believe many of you youths would like to be that. But there is a third one. Amen.
Amen.
There is a third one. A third youth. Praise God.
Amen.
Even when he was 12 years.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He could say, I must be about my father's business.
Amen.
Amen.
And he started well and ended up what? Gloriously well.
Amen.
So that is what I believe every youth here would like to be.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Until what as you have started, you continue and what? End well.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So Jesus is our what? Is our influence. The right influence. Amen. Shall we stand to the reading of the word? Our first reading will be 2 Chronicles. First reading, second Corinthians. The second reading will come later. So let's read this for our text. Second Corinthians chapter 26. And I shall read from verse 3. Let's hear the word of God. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jeculiah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper.
Amen.
And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner's gate, at the valley's gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall.
Then he fortified them. And he also built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in lowlands and in plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bring you in the Lord, now Holy Spirit, you are the teacher.
Amen.
Your children, we sit at your feet tonight and tomorrow. We want to hear from you.
Amen.
Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, as I was saying, we are going to meet after 2 weeks. That is the new day. We are going to meet after 2 weeks. One started very well. And that's the one we have disagreed about. Because Isaiah, amen, said, God made him to prosper. Under what influence? Under the influence of God. Amen. So, when we say that use night or use day, try this like this or use, I think it is not all for the youth. We the parents also, we are rich, we are also powerless. Praise God. Because from the scripture we just read, when you look at it again, he said, what made Isaiah so great? When you read, he said, Isaiah was 16 years old when he became king. Then verse 4, he said, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. According to, praise the Lord,
amen,
according to all that his father Amaziah had done.
Amen.
Amen. That means the father has what? Laid a very good foundation for this boy. So when it is youth day, all the parents, we are involved. Here's the scripture. Before Amaziah could be what? Could do the right thing in the sight of God, it has to be a foundation that has been laid for him. And that was what? His father had laid that foundation for him. Amen. So the prophet was saying here, in one man's influence to another, he said, he was not just a lad. And he did well. He's talking about Israel. The Bible tells us that he had a godly father and a godly mother. And he could do nothing else, hardly with such influence, as to be a godly boy.
Amen.
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 Amen. He had what? The problem, he had a godly father and a godly mother, and so the atmosphere that had been created, the boy could not come out anything than to be what? A godly child.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we parents also have a part to play here for the Lord.
Amen.
Because that had been what had been placed before him all the time. Who's there? The father and mother. That's what they have placed before what? This child all the time. So parents, let us watch the things we place before the children all the time.
Amen. Amen.
Because it is what? An influence. Whatever you place is going to be an influence. Praise the Lord. So we the parents have to what? We had our part to play. To lay a godly what atmosphere for the children to what? To grow. And they cannot come out anything that will be also what? Godly. But now I want to come to you, the youth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have what? You've got a real good privilege.
Amen.
God has really blessed you people.
Amen.
Because you have a godly had it that way. Many of us, our parents were not even Christians. Amen. But look at your situation now. You have a godly mother. You have a godly father. And so it is now you now to allow yourself to be engulfed in that atmosphere.
Amen.
For that influence was to overcome you. Definitely no father will they what? The father did, once we said that, will ask his father, give me what? Bread and he'll give me what? Stone. Mm-hmm. Or give me fish and he'll give me what? A serpent. That means the parents, they have made what? That godly what? So youth, it is what? This is a great opportunity for you now. To grow in that world, that atmosphere.
Amen.
That your parents have made for you. We never had it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My father had what? A beer bar store.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we were all there selling beer. Praise God.
Amen.
So into the grace of God.
Yeah.
To bring us what we are today.
Amen.
Amen. But you, no beer selling in the house, no smoking in your house. It's a godly place.
Amen.
And you're going to come on godly.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes, and we thank the Lord. Things are changing this house.
Amen.
We are seeing what fruit is bearing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know that?
Amen.
I really like the nice water. Our pastor has really lifted this church up.
Amen.
God is blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Some of the children that my students, we can read the course Bible, and if we pray with them, we will be blessing.
That's right.
Amen. See, they have what? They have the memory.
Amen.
They have everything. Let's use it. Parents, let's use it.
Amen.
Especially the young ones that are coming up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
And then the prophet cited Abraham Lincoln for a statement, which I want to read from that same message. One man's influence in another. The prophet said, you know what I think? That everybody has their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the greatest, and to my opinion, the greatest president that we ever had in this nation was Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not because he was a Republican, but because he was what he was, a godly man. He was raised to serve God.
Mm.
He was raised to do what? To serve God.
Mm.
And who raised him? The parents. And listen to what he quoted Abraham Lincoln. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, if there's anything that I want to give praise to all my life, how it was influenced by, it was what? A godly mother. Who taught me to pray?
Amen.
And to know Jesus as my Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What a godly mother that brought him up to know how to pray.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And to know Jesus as his Savior.
Mm.
He was brought up right. And so the prophet said in that here, teach your children to do right.
Amen.
To be honest.
Amen. Amen.
Let's teach them to be what? Honest.
Amen.
Not only knowing the scripture, knowing the message, but what? We got to train them to be honest.
Amen.
And to be square and fair.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they are in school.
Yes.
pulpit.
Amen.
He said, remember, we can have what we want if we will act in faith, believing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We can what? Receive. I said, remember, we can have what we want if we will act in faith, believing.
Amen. Amen.
And so, if we parents who constantly be remembering our children in prayer,
amen,
they will come up according to how we need to pray for them. Oh, remember Job.
Amen.
Remember Job.
Right.
All the time, he was so much concerned about his children that all the time, even when they are out, he's praying for them.
That's right.
Let's take that character parents. In time, let's be praying for our children. Amen. He said, the Prophet Boy Johnson said that Jesus said, all things are possible to them that will believe. So if we pray the way how we want our children to be, it will work. Because all things will be possible to them that will believe. And the Prophet said, you have not because you ask not. You have not been praying for them.
Amen.
He said, you ask not because you believe not. So ask abundance that your joy will be filled. The Prophet said, I like that. Now, I'm coming today to talk about the parents.
Praise the Lord.
I'm coming to the now. We are coming to the Lord. This young boy, now listen closely, this young boy was what, 16 years? And the Bible says what? He sought God.
Amen.
He was 16 years. And he sought what? God. As the spy. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Oh, I love that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, in every the dispensation of our God message, his word, every turn of the corner, there is a man of God. Who understands the visions of God?
Amen.
And this our day, he has given you and me a prophet who understands the visions of God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is through the prophet you go to sought God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
But the time of Zechariah, that was the man of God who knew the visions of God. And today we have Malachi 4,
amen,
who knew the visions of God in this our day.
Amen.
Bible says without vision the people would.
Amen.
But we have one that knows the visions of God in this our day. So that we will not perish. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, as long as he sought the Lord, God needed you to
prosper.
Long as you were 16 years. Go to the
Lord.
16. Amen. And 12 years, another one was what? In the temple.
Amen.
The one we all want to be.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
16 years he sought God in his life. Let that be what?
an influence upon us.
Amen.
Youth, let it be more than influence.
Amen.
Through the prophet that has been sent to this country. By reading what the message is.
Amen.
Reading your Bible.
Amen.
Amen. That's the way how you serve God. Always being by what? His word. Staying by that word.
Amen.
Without religion, the people are blind. Without a prophet, the people are lost.
Yes.
Amen. Now, let's come to the second board. The second leaf. And we shall read from Isaiah 6. And later we will put the two together. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 6. 1-3.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up.
Amen.
And his strength filled the temple.
Amen.
Oh, a wonderful sight.
Amen.
A great sight.
Amen.
Amen. He said what? His strength filled the temple. Oh, that the skirt of his vesture so spread all over.
Amen.
Amen.
And by the stool. Above his stool, the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he did fly. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stop here a little bit. That in the year that King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah,
Amen.
I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne.
Amen.
Oh, he said he saw what? The Lord. Yeah.
We are going to learn a little something here also, because you need to know the way also, so that when you are like somebody gives you a question, you can go answer. So
Amen.
You have to look at something here. Isaiah saw what?
He saw the Lord. Did he see Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
Mm. Amen.
Did he see Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Have you got that thing for me? That he saw. Put it there. He saw only one seated upon the throne. Amen.
Amen.
And so when people give something like this, what is it?
Don't have any clothes.
He saw only one. Amen. So this is what? One proof that there is only one God.
Amen.
And this very thing that Isaiah saw, Ezekiel also saw it.
Amen.
You can read it from Ezekiel 1:1-28, the whole of chapter 1. Ezekiel also saw the same thing. One seated upon the throne, and the seraphim, the same seraphim, the same description. Amen.
So by the mark of 2 or 3 witnesses, that the word of God was to be established.
Amen.
John on the island of Patmos also saw the same thing.
The one which are they are saved, but the same.
John also on the island of Patmos also what saw the same thing. That I saw the Lord. I saw one seated upon what is true.
Praise the Lord. Maybe you couldn't find the word. But I have one which you see 3 people seated. I have one. Yeah, over there. You see 3 people seated. What revelation? What's on that revelation?
Yeah.
Amen. If you can't find it, just forget it. Amen.
But we have in the scripture, Luke, write them down.
Amen.
Isaiah saw one, which we have just read. Ezekiel also saw it, that's the book of Ezekiel 1:1-28.
Amen.
And And John also saw it as Revelation 4, 1 to 7.
Amen.
One. And always there is what? The same people around what? The truth. Amen.
Amen.
What from this revelation? Eh? What from this revelation? Three people? The Bible says one. Mm. And then someone wants to tell you that they are three. That is why, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All of us, we need to seek what? Sought God in this our day by through what the prophet who knows the vision of God.
Amen.
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 Because if you follow any other person, you will tell you that they are three. If you follow any other teaching, they will tell you they are three. Isaiah sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had the understanding of the vision of God.
Amen.
And in this our day, you need to sought God through what the prophet who had the understanding of the vision of God in this our day.
Amen.
And to tell you that it is not one God.
Amen.
Not three God. In the Lord.
Amen.
Now let's scratch our face a little. Because the prophet says, people shall. Thank you. He said, these are seraphim. They have 6 wings. Two covering what their faces, two covering their feet, and two is one. Okay. Then the problem is, think of it. Even Chicago. So think of it. Even angels have to cover their face to stand in the presence of God. Now we want to scratch our face a little. Amen. It's important, brother.
Yeah.
Because he said every scripture is what is inspired and is profitable for correction, for instruction, for redeem, everything. So that we will totally what? Finish unto all good works.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, think of it. Even angels have to cover their face to stand in the presence of God. I wonder, my brother, I wonder, my sister, if we will look at that, when holy angels have to cover their face to stand in the presence of God in reverence and in respect. But today, we find people who call themselves Christians even have no respect at all for God, or His Word, or His people, or His ministry, or nothing. Oh, they'll come to church. People will come to the church, cut up, laugh, talk, make fun, sitting where the gospel is being preached.
Amen.
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 Oh, this place, let's leave it holy.
Amen.
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 Let's leave it holy. Praise God.
Amen.
These little things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Said, even angels, they will not cover their faces with all reverence. Then, here becomes what? A place of cracking jokes and thumbs and everything. When we close from here, we all get out. Then we talk and we do whatever we want to do.
Amen.
Amen.
For the rest of the person,
we have
seen the diggers are doing their work. Children are children. Sometimes you see them running, but you see breathing. God bless you.
Amen.
Let's continue to remain in the place of the holy place.
Amen. Amen.
Now let's go to verse 3. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke.
Amen.
So great. Amen. Then I said, woe is me. I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the top of the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away."
Amen.
Amen. And now he has accepted us as what? As his true children. Aren't you happy about that?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 8 he said, and also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am.
Amen.
Send me.
Amen.
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 Let's look at another teaching here. Praise the Lord. You see, people tend to tell you that they are Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They will tell you, okay, when the Lord was going down to destroy the Tower of Babel, he said, let us. Isn't you trying to tell that let us means Holy Ghost and the Son, that's Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you were going down. Let us. Now you see here, the one that was seated on the throne, what did he say? Said, who will go for us? Amen.
Amen.
That means always the heavenly host, the seraphims, are always with him. Praise God.
Amen.
Because according to the prophet, he created the angels first.
Amen.
So they have always been with him. And so that let us say, look, here he was with the seraphims when he said, let us go. Let us go. Who go for us?
Yeah.
It wasn't Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But the seraphims that were with him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let us make a man in our own image. It wasn't Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It was God, the heavenly angel's body that were with him. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's always what we want.
Amen.
Now, reading something from the influence, Chicago, 1963. That influence, you know, there is something we do. We influence somebody.
Amen.
What we do, what we act, what we talk, what we live, and all that we do, we influence someone.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a new night. It's all about it. Now, this young boy, we find out, having now, we've come towards Isaiah now. Having these good and godly parents.
Okay, we're talking about Isaiah here before we go to this.
Godly parents and training. And if you read his life, he wasn't influenced by the politics of his country. Talking about Isaiah, 16 years. He wasn't influenced by anything. He didn't take the popular opinion. He sought after what? After God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He never allowed any other thing to influence him.
even the popular opinion of that day. Amen. And today we have many popular things. Facebook. Oh, Twitter. What do you call it?
Amen.
Amen.
What do you call tweet?
Tweet.
Tweet me. You tweet? You
tweet me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, all these things never had any influence on you there.
Amen.
Years. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Never had. So, today, we begin to watch things that have tend to happen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So he didn't take popular opinion. He sought after God. That was what made him such a great example to this young prophet. At the same time, see, Isaiah the prophet lived in the days of Uzziah the king. And both of them being young together, the prophet and the king, they were great tools.
Then
they were great word friends.
Amen.
Amen. Young, I mean, they all started very young, and then now one of them has become king. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Very good friends.
Yeah? Amen.
Very good friends. And one of them became king. And Isaiah stayed at the palace. That's one Christian today.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's one Christian today, Isaiah. We are trying to look at what? How he started badly. Eh?
Yeah.
Not all places. Not all places.
Amen.
As a Christian, you got to be there.
Amen. Amen.
You take notice of it.
Amen.
Not all places. You got to be there. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah was where? In the palace. And he lay and he leaned upon the arms of the king.
Number two.
He leaned upon what? The arms of the king. And we find out that the young fellow's influence increased Isaiah. See? Friends. You see, the thing is, the prophet said, as long as you have been born into this world, you will have to follow someone.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. You've got to follow someone. As long as you have been born into this world, you go to follow someone.
Amen. Amen.
It is in that message, come follow me.
Amen.
But he said, the one who follow, see whom he is following.
That's right. Amen.
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 That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Watch who he is following.
Right.
He said, if he's following Christ, go with him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But going with him, you are not what? Worshipping him.
That's right.
But what he is worshipping, that's what you also got to worship.
Amen.
Like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
Paul was not saying that follow he was Paul. But follow him the way how he follows what? Christ.
Amen. Amen.
That's why one time the Corinthians went, a division started to come in. Some people say, I am for Paul. Some say, I am of Apollos. Some say, I am for Cephas. Paul rebuked them. Amen. He rebuked them. He said, did Paul die for you? Did Paul die for you? Was he crucified for you? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? And so what Paul is trying to say that the way how he And so, we see that Uzziah, he stopped God, which was the right thing he was doing. And this influence was Isaiah. But what Isaiah missed was that, instead of he also the way how Uzziah was shocked, Uzziah would shock God, that's the way Isaiah should have done also. But he was just what? Admiring this young man.
Amen.
Leaning on him.
Amen.
See? That was it. See, he was not what? Doing what? Uzziah was doing, but he was just admiring him.
Amen.
He became what the poet somewhere because he became his hero. So hero worship him. Let's read on. He became a hero. Isaiah. You see, he made no difference. He made no differences among the people, the way how even Uzziah rule his people, never made what differences. He covered everybody the same. He recognized everybody as what? Same. So he loved them. He was looking at all this. He never let anything sway him from the one side or to the other. That's Uzziah. He never allowed anything to sway him. Oh, Isaiah was loving that. But he wouldn't do the same. He had been swayed. He was determined to serve God. That's Uzziah. He was determined to serve God, and he served God alone.
Amen.
Isaiah should have done the same.
Amen.
But Isaiah was just at the what? At the palace, and I'm burning this young man. The way how this man can pray. Oh, praise the Lord.
That's right.
The way how we praise I love this game. You see? He was doing nothing. Just admiring.
Amen.
And that's a good person to take example of. You see? Uzziah at that time, he was a good example. But the example that he was laying, Isaiah was not was doing the same thing. He was just admiring the man. And we find out that he never compromised, as Uzziah never compromised, with any of the hidden words. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You take notice of that.
Amen.
He never compromised with the word.
Amen.
No, sir. No compromise. You have, the world is going east, you are going west.
Amen.
You can never go east and west at the same time. God will, he said, after they seen him build a kingdom so great, God was with him and blessing him. That's blessing there. God was with him, blessing him. And God will bless any man that will stay with his word.
Amen.
God is God's duty bound to do that, to bless any man that will stay with his word. Amen.
Amen.
You stay with his word, he will bless you.
Right.
He said, Isaiah really liked the king, you see? Isaiah really liked this king. Amen. It was a great help to Isaiah, the young prophet, to see that any man that will take a stand for God, regardless of politics or anything. He will stay straight with the word. He certainly was an influence to the prophet Isaiah. This young fellow, how God blessed him because he stayed true to the word. Isaiah was not doing the same. That was Isaiah's mistake. He wasn't doing the same, he was just admiring this man. Amen. So, he said, Isaiah, the young prophet, he had a wonderful life. Amen. At the palace. He had what? The prophet, he had a wonderful life.
And this one is an influence from Felix, paragraph 13. Then Isaiah, the young prophet, he had what a wonderful life. He leaned upon the good king's arm, and everything came fine. See? Then he had gotten all fat and overweight from eating. That was the problem to me. See? He had been eating. That's a good time. Food, everything is there. Eating now, he has what? He's grown overweight. He leaned upon the good king's arm. But my brother, there is what? An arm that can never fail.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, something happened to Isaiah. Now, we find out the king, as long as he stayed humble, then God blessed him. But the Bible said here that when he got lifted up,
amen.
Let's watch it.
Amen.
When he got lifted up, when he got everything secured, then he became lifted up in his own self. And then he was on the road to what? On the road to castle. Now just so, it's today, the churches, it's always been the way, they've been that way. Men feel that they have become sufficient. They don't have to pray anymore. They don't have to wait upon the Lord for their ministry. We found men like that, that once been influenced by God and had a great influence to the people, and yet when they felt self-sufficient, when a man gets to a place where he can influence for God, he ought to humble himself.
Amen.
You have found favor with God all the time. Remain what? Remain humble.
Amen.
And we find out that a king died a disgrace. A leper. See, he started what? But now look at his face. He died what? He died a leper. Then it was what? A lesson to what? The young prophet. Not to put his hopes upon any man.
Sure.
But to look to God.
Amen. Amen.
When we begin to look to a man, for example, this man will fail.
That's right.
Though being a good man. So it's a lesson to us tonight. The prophet said, it's a lesson to us tonight. To keep our minds upon God.
Amen.
Regardless of what man it is.
Amen.
Let a man be a cardinal, a priest, a prophet, whatever he might be. He is not immune from mistakes. He is not immune from errors, even death, and even sin. But there is one.
Amen.
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 Who is the Lord Jesus Christ?
He
is the one. By this, Isaiah learned a lesson. God ordered his man to be in the Lord. So we see now here, the man that he has been living upon, now, leprosy has what? Taking over on him. So this young king, being influenced by his father when he was a young man, taught the princess of God, then all at once, he stand in his last day against God, against God. And I don't think any of you are used to be like to be
a God.
That is so well at this time. And then, at the end of it, you just what? Go against God. Praise the Lord. Let it go far away from our children.
Amen.
Amen. See, anytime a man, you put your hand upon the ground, you bring it back to God.
Amen.
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 When you put your hands upon the ground, you need God a straight line.
Amen.
And you have to look forward. Amen. You have to look forward. Because you are leaving a testimony behind. Somebody will come and stand and see whether the line is straight or whether it's crooked.
Amen.
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 That's what Paul said. Oh, I love it. I don't look at the things that are behind
us. Amen.
But I look forward and pray towards the mark.
Amen.
For the excellence in the knowledge of my Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I count all other things I've done.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So as long as now you have chosen Christ, amen.
Yes.
Let your everything be focused upon Him and move as He moves. Follow Him.
Amen.
That's why it says, follow me. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said, there is no greater invitation ever.
Amen.
For a man to receive that Jesus Christ will ask to follow me.
Amen.
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 And especially after you have said that you are, you have confessed that you are a Christian, they will watch you much closer than before. Because that gives an influence. People that are around you, about you, they should watch what we do. Because if we produce any wrong influence, then it brings a reproach not unto ourselves, but it brings unto what? Whom we claim to be. Amen. He said, no one, if you think, would ever want to bring reproach upon Christ. No one would ever want to. Isn't it true? But the wrong act at the wrong time will bring a reproach.
That's right.
Amen.
So as long as we put our hands upon the plow, as now we have said that we are what? We are believers. Said, brother, we are leaving a testimony behind for people to what? To see. An influence for others to see. So let them what? Look forward on the next
word. Amen.
Amen. He said, I've been saying all the time. When Peter wanted also to walk on the sea like Jesus Christ. As long as he was looking unto Jesus,
Amen.
He was walking on the
sea. Amen.
When he turned away from him to look at the billows and the storms, then he started singing. Amen. Let us not look at what? Left or right? Oh, the commission that was given to one. Joshua. Amen. Don't look at what? The left or the right? Amen.
Amen.
If you want to prosper, day and night, stay by the word.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be in their midst. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is here. He is present. And if we could be conscious of that and remember, not only here, but wherever we are, He's always with us.
Amen.
So He wants, He is what? Look, everything that you do at any corner. Oh, my brother, my sister, He sees it.
Amen.
So let us what? Remain true to His word.
Amen.
So now, the king is dead. So Isaiah said, what has Isaiah got to do? Isaiah has to go and see God now. Amen. Isaiah has to go and see God now. So he said, he went, that's what we read. He went to the temple. And the prophet said he fell upon his words, upon his knees, and started praying. Amen. Praying for what? For God to give him direction now. Amen. And what he saw, the prophet said, he never saw that by Isaiah. When he was with Isaiah, he never saw what, when he sought God, what God revealed to him, he never saw it when he was with Isaiah. He saw that what? A mortal man now can fall. Praise the Lord. So he never saw, he saw this wonderful sight that God seated on his throne. And then asked, whom should I send? And he said, here I am, send me. Yeah. How many tonight, my children? God is asking, can he send you tonight? Are you ready to go?
Amen. Amen.
And the amen wasn't so great.
Amen.
Amen.
He's asking you tonight, youth, that will you go? He wants to send you now.
He's
asking. Amen.
Send me. D, saying amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a real testimony in this hour.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I have heard it tomorrow, Sunday is going to be song.
Amen.
Let's pray for him, man.
Amen.
He said, we have seen now, he's a great influence.
Amen.
You are a great influence now.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amongst your peers, yeah.
That's okay.
You are a great influence. And I will give you some work to do. Amen. You'll be a great influence on even the youth that are not ready to accept.
That's right.
Just today, tomorrow, up and down.
That's right.
You have a great
influence. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, my own children, it wasn't easy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As you look at it, I think for everything just to, no, sir. Amen. Junior, Junior was this in a pop group.
Rock.
Amen. Last night. One time she was playing, I went to stand somewhere. And the way how he was beating them, the way how he was beating the drums. No, it's a different story. The people that were around the whole place, they were shocked. I think machine was playing the drums. They gave him solo to display. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
But Dublin has been a real.
Amen.
When I came here, I came with interest. At that time, I had no, I don't use computer and other things. That time, I look at the way how I sit down to write notes. Today I can't do that. Oh, truly. When I came here first, all my notes, I sit down and write. So sometimes I'll ask you to write to help me. So it helps me now to see the message in your
program. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All my notes, most of my notes, he had to help me to write. Because as soon as I get tired, I show the draft to now. Write everything good, handwriting for me. So he was not getting into work.
Amen.
And when he got up, he helped his own sister.
Yeah.
Because I say anything, it doesn't work.
Mm.
But when she saw his brother, the way how he has transformed from a just man now to a Christian,
he
has influence upon her.
Amen.
That changed her.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God and all the treasures one day brought it to me. I don't need them anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Get me long dresses.
Amen.
Oh God.
Amen.
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 It wasn't easy.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then through him, Daniel is there. Daniel for him is just a quiet giant. Praise the Lord. So
amen.
It was just very easy. We just caught the spirit up. But for Gideon, right from the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Has never changed. And even he is living alone. And we shall have given him opportunity to rather what? Get into the world.
Amen.
He has been really strong. So that's the way how it is. So you are a big influence.
Amen. That's right.
That will have impact upon all other brothers who use that are not being straight. You, when brother will not talk, it won't have effect than you.
That's right.
Amen.
Use the opportunity now.
Yes, amen.
God has given to you now.
Amen.
Use that influence.
Amen.
To bring
amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Let us right. always remember him in prayer. So far as he has come up, let us all put our prayer in
prayer. Amen. That's right.
Bring your great for something into our community to help us all year. Amen. So, now, the question that we need to begin to ask, will they meet your way when you meet Jesus Christ and say, follow me? It is the time for him to decide. And the influence of the people, or the influence of the people that he has associated with, begin to rot as a challenge. How to what? Cut away that influence. So he said, now, you got to follow someone. Amen. You got to follow someone's what influence. The influence is it will it be the influence of the people you are associated with, or the influence of some young lady or boy? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are you listening?
Amen.
They have influence. Those boys and girls, they have influence. So he said, are you going to allow yourself to be taken away by the influence of that young lady or boy, or the influence of some gang, or the influence of the colleagues in what in school? He said, follow Jesus.
Amen.
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 Then the little ones that are coming also, parents, let's watch. The influence of Salvation violence. You see them after they see it, they also that by me rifle. And then daddy will go and buy the rifle. No, sir!
Amen.
You see him with the rifle also. See? Influence from what? Vision violence. Let's watch it closely. Influence of alcohol. Influence of drugs. Let's watch all these things.
Amen.
Isaiah, the father and the mother.
Amen.
Let's lay good atmosphere for our children. Amen. And then, youth. We talked about three youth today. For Jesus, we know him. But we talked about one to set the world. Let's think about youth loving. The other one started what? Wrongly. But later, he found his way and come right. But we don't want to be like him.
That's right.
We want to be like him.
Amen.
To be like Jesus.
Oh,
to be like Jesus. Honor thy Lord. To be like him. Oh, to life's journey,
Of the the hand,
I'm going to have to come out right to the end.
Amen.
There's nobody else that can come for you. Father, we thank you for your
word. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For the power of truth. We thank you for a man for Uzziah. Father, the days of his youth.
Yeah.
How he was under the influence of the message of his day.
Amen.
Oh, the prophet, Father, the influence of the prophet, when you walked under the influence of the message,
amen.
How you caused him to prosper. But Father, what a lesson it was for us at the end of his life, to show us that it's not he that begins well, but it's he that ends well.
Amen.
Oh, Father, you see, Isaiah, Lord, he was in the message, but Lord, he never met you. And Father, he was leaning upon the influence of other people. But Father, then you had an appointed time.
Amen.
When you opened up the heavens to him. And had an encounter with something that was genuine. And Lord, he saw the true king. He saw you high and lifted up.
Amen.
Father, you know, the prophet told us that he set his eyes on the wrong king.
Right.
But now he saw the right one.
Amen.
And Father, he became somebody that you so used, that you put your word in his mouth. And Father, he wrote the 66 books of the chapters of Isaiah.
Amen.
Father, I do pray for each and every one of us here tonight, that you'd help us not just to go from this place and to take this message tonight lightly, Lord. But I pray that the voice of the Holy Ghost would follow us. Father, as we go with the bus, as we go with the car, as we go back to our homes upon this night, that we as parents, we examine, Lord, what influence are we putting upon our children? That we as mothers and we as fathers, Lord, Father, Lord, tighten up, gird up our loins once again. And Father, consider, Lord, the footsteps that we lead you for others to follow. And Lord, for our precious young people, Lord, even as Brother Max has said, Lord, the grace that you bestowed upon so many of them, we thank you for that, Lord. And Father, we pray, Lord, that that influence, even as Brother Max Jr. influenced his sister, we pray, Lord, that you'll continue to work in the lives of Father, the young men, the young women, Lord, that they may put an influence upon others, Lord. And Father, those that you've given the value of decision. Lord, that they get your revelation, Lord, through written epistles, epistles before them, that they may read and see, Lord, not what's just written in a book, but what's written by your Spirit, Lord, in the hearts and the lives of young people. Father, may you bless Brother Max for the word upon this night.
Yes, Lord.
How we do appreciate and thank you for it, Lord.
Amen.
How we thank you for the message of the hour. Where would we be without the message of the hour?
Amen.
Father, to the influence for our Zechariah.
Amen.
For our one in this age and us.
Amen.
Oh, help us to stay within our boundaries.
Amen.
Help us to stay within the realms of our calling, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to stay under the right influence right to the end of the journey.
Amen.
And Father, ever we start to get swayed one way or the other, Lord. Father, may you speak as you did through the prophet to stay in line.
Amen.
Back in line once again.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, Father, how we thank you for your word that brings us back into the night.
Amen.
Won't you bless us, Lord? Bless your musicians upon this night, the officers and their toast of duty.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, Lord, to hear from Brother Vlad that all is well, Lord.
Amen.
And you bless him, Lord. Father, Lord, just quicken, Lord, the healing to be prayed.
Amen.
As we pray, Father, grant us traveling mercies upon this land.
Yes. Bring
us
Amen.
Lord. Father, thank you for your goodness, Lord. Bless each home that is represented here. Bless the mothers, Lord. You're very special, Lord.
Amen.
Bless the fathers, Lord. Bless the husbands and wives.
Amen.
Bless our children, Lord, we pray. Father, we thank you for this time that you love to say to you.
Yes, Lord.
You be glorified. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.